The Parsha Vayikra, the first pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Aleph, Pasuk of Aleph and Beis, Vayikra El Moshe, or Vayikra El Moshe rather, Vayikra Hashem Eilam Me'ol Ma'ilei Mo. Daber B'nai Yisrael V'yamartu Aleihem Adam Ki Akriv Mikem Karban Hashem. Min HaBeimo, Min HaBakor, Min HaTzom, Takrivu Es Karban Chem. You are aware of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Al Shosh Dvarim Ha'olam Omei. What are they? The three things?
Avodah.
Yagnil Chasadim, that's correct. Avodah, of course, refers to Avodah Sakarbanos. The Gemara has, in the very famous Gemara at the end of Masechet Tainis, take a look at the Pesukim, Sitri Avodah Chumash, I can show you the Pesukim. Look at Bereishis, in Perek Tesvov, in Pashat Lechtecha. So there we have what's called the Brisman Absarim, you're familiar with it, undoubtedly. And Chazal, the Gemara says in Tainis, take a look in Perek Tesvav Pasuk Ches. The Torah says, "Vayomer Hashem Elokim, b'mo'edak yirashena," because the previous pasuk Hashem promised Avraham Avinu Eretz Yisrael. "Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem, Asher Tzeisicha Meir Kazdim Lasesecha Asaretz Azol Sdurishtov." Hashem had promised Avraham Avinu Eretz Yisrael. By the way, there's a seventh promise that was given to Avram, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov. I can show you the pasukim, but not for now. So now, what does Avraham Avinu say to Hashem? Ba Yomar Hashem Elokim Ba Moedak Yerushanu. How do I know? So the Gemara comments on this pasuk. But the first week, the next series of pasukim, Yomer Elav Hashem says him to him, Chavi Egla Meshuleshes, Veiz Meshuleshes, Vayim Meshulesh V'Tor B'Gozol, and he takes all of them. I continue on pasuk Ged Aleph. Vayir Ha'ayd Alav Gavim Vayashev Osam Avraham Vayir Hashem Meshlovo. Now there's a Tardema, and now a tremendous Ema. By the way, this pasukim are very famous because of the Ema, Hashecha, Gedolah, Chazal speak about Avraham Avinu was shown all the empires that are going to essentially rule the entire world. But that's not what I'm interested in. You're giving your Dalit. Vayomer Avraham, so Hashem tells him, Yodoh Ateida, you should know, Ki Ger Yezar Achob, Yeretz Lohem, Babadum, Inu Osam, Abba Meir Shona. You're going to be in Abdus for 400 years, and you're going to be subject to Inui, to oppression. Vegam Sakhar Hashem Yavod, Gedolah Nochi, I'm going to judge that nation as well. Vachachem Yetzu, Bechushkada. Of course, which nation was he referring to? The Egyptian nation, Mitzrayim. But it's not mentioned explicitly in the text of the Pasuk. This is called the Bris Ben Absarim. Then it goes on in Pasuk Yitches. Vayomahu karas Hashem ad Avraham Bris Leimor. There's a covenant. L'za'archa nosav yisa'aretz hazot min har Mitzrayim. Ad anahar gadol nahar pros. Here is, by the way, one of the places in Tanakh where you have the geographic bounds of Eretz Yisrael I mentioned. There are several descriptions of the geographic parameters of Eretz Yisrael, and unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, differ from one place to the next, and that's where there's another whole, literally, I'm not exaggerating, a lot of ink has been spilled, and a lot of coolness, and a lot of pens have been broken on trying to reconcile the different descriptions found over here in Lech Lecha, the one in Sefer Yehoshua, the one elsewhere in Dvarim and Parshat Maaseh, and the one in another place, in the four or five places where Tanakh describes the parameters, geographic borders of Eretz Yisrael, they don't necessarily agree one with the other. But what I'm interested in is the fact that there has a Bris Ben Absarim over here. Avraham Avinu asks Hashem, how do I know that I'm going to be Yoresh? Hashem tells him, Chol Yeglam Meshuleshes. Chazal say, what does he refer to? Avodah Sakarbanos. This one interpretation, Gemara in Tainis and Avchav Zayin, refers to Avodah Sakarbanos. And you know very well, despite that fact, I just want to give a Hakdamah to Karbanos. Karbanos are not an end in themselves. There are means to an end. There's a famous Haftarah, which you're familiar with, in Sefer Shmuel, Shmuel Aleph, where the Navi says, if you recall, this is Nogea, obviously, to this week's Pasha. Because this week's Pasha is Pasha Zohar. And the Haftarah is a separate Haftarah that's found here in this Chumash. If you have this Chumash, you all have this Chumash. Great. Yes. Page 239. So here you can see that Shaul HaMelech was given the tzibur by Hashem through Shmuel HaNavi to go ahead and what? Destroy Amalek. In total, completely. Does he carry out the tzibur? No. He essentially leaves someone alive. Who? Agag. Melech Amalek. He carry out the tzibur. And as a result, Shaul is taken to task, and Shmuel is told by Hashem Yisbarach to tell Shaul, you didn't carry out the nevuah, and as a result, you're going to lose the malchus. And then there's a back and forth. However, there's a pasuk here that Chazal speak a lot about Chav Beis on page 239, left hand column, by Yom Shmuel. Ha'chevetz Hashem ba'olos uzvachim. Does Hashem have an interest in what? and just bringing karbanos. That's not the interest of Hashem. Kishmoa b'kol Hashem. What's his main interest? His main interest is that you should listen to the kol Hashem. What is the karban then? The karban is only a means to an end. 1 second. It's only a means to an end. The ultimate end is to listen to the Dvar Hashem, to carry out the Dvar Hashem, to fulfill the mitzvahs, and the like. Hine shmoa mizevach tov. Shmoa means to hear. The Dvar Hashem is better than a zevach tov. Lehakshim. It's better to be attentive, mechel ve'lin, than all the karbanos in the world. And essentially, one could ask a simple question based on what I just told you a moment ago. I told you, the Gemara says in Tanya's Daf Chav Zayin, that Avraham Avinu asked Hashem, how do I know that I'm going to inherit Eretz Yisrael? And Hashem tells him, Bris Ben Absarim, and the way Chazal interpreted, Avodah Sakramanos, and here we see that Avodah Sakramanos Hashem has no interest in. Isn't that an outright stira? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos Al Shoshes, V'amayi L'vayi, Alateo V'alaveda, Gnus Chasodim. Avodah refers to Avodah Sakramanos. And here the Pasuk says that a carbon is not an end in itself. It's a means to an end. So how is this meant to be resolved? So of course, the answer is obvious. Shmuel has no intention of telling us that Kodesh Baruch Hu is not at all interested in Eilus and Zvachim. Shmuel wants to tell us that more important than Eilus and Zvachim is what? Is Shmiah B'Kol Hashem. More important than bringing Karbanos is to listen to Dvar Hashem, to carry out the mitzvahs in 1 second. And therefore, the pasuk should be read in the following way. Vayomer Shmuel, Achebetz Hashem Ba'ilus Uzvachim Kishmoya B'Kol Hashem? Means, does Hashem want Eilus Uzvachim the way he wants that you should listen to his call? Means there are two ways of coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Undoubtedly, Avodas HaKavanos is only one of the means, is a means to an end. However, what's more significant than Eilus Uzvachim? More significant is what? Is the Shmuel B'Kol Hashem? To hear the Dvar Hashem? Correct? And those Eilus Uzvachim Hashem also wants. He also wants karbanos. Avodas HaKavanos is significant. We know we have a Beis HaMikdash. And we have a whole Pasha, a whole Sefer Vayikra that deals with karbanos. So it's not like Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want at all Eilus Uzvachim. And it's very interesting. If you take a look at the Pasuk, you know a little bit about Trump? Tami HaMikra? You ever been familiar with Trump? Take a look at the Trump in this Pasuk in Perek. This Perek over here. In Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Chabez. What is the trop on Bayom HaShmuel? What do we call that? Munach Rivi'i. And then, HaChemetz Hashem, Mapach Pashto, Zakev Katom. And then, Tibcho, Munach Esnachta. Mapach Pashto, Zakev Katom, Tibcho, Merech Hasol Pasuk. Do you know what I just said?
Yeah.
Excellent. In other words, if the Kavan of the Pasuk was what I just said, it should have said, not Vayomer Shmuel, Hachevetz Lashem, Biolos Uzvachim, Kishmoa, Bekol Hashem, Hine Shemoa, Bizevach Tov, Lehakshim, Mechele Beilim. What should it have said? The following. Vayomer Shmuel should have been a Zakev Katom, to show that that is the initial pause in the first part of the pasuk. But the Maisem, there is a Munach Rivi'i. Vayomer Shmuel. What does that indicate? That is a time that's mafsik, but less than a Zakev Katam. If you know something about Trump. And therefore, the time is really HaChepes Lashem Be'olos Uzvachim. The time of that is what? Is a Zakev Katam. Be'olos uzvachim, zakev katom. Correct? You see that? Mashma, the pasuk has to be divided into two parts. One, Vayomer Shmuel, Hachevetz Hashem be'olos uzvachim, number one. And number two, Kishmoa b'kol Hashem. Now Shmuel's asking Hashem, does Hashem want Eilus uzvachim b'chlal? No, he has no interest in Eilus uzvachim at all. What does he want? Only Kishmoa b'kol. We listen to the Dvar Hashem. You hear what I'm saying?
Does that just strengthen the question?
Yes. So the truth of the matter is that there are many psukim like this in Tanakh. Yirmiyahu HaNavi talks about it in Perek Zayin. Also has a similar kind of complaint that I never told you. Lo dibarti sabosechem, lo tzivisim, biyom motziyos saver tzosoyim, al dir olav azavach. What does that mean? I never commanded you. Hashem did command us about olav azavach. The answer is, there is a toeles. However, the toeles is only b'tanai. What's the tanai? I'm not giving anything to Hashem when I bring up an olav azavach. I'm only being makabel. If I think that Hashem is mekabel from me, then keilu I have some sort of arrogance. I'm an arrogant kind of fellow. That's of course an illegitimate kind of thought. Means whatever I give to Hashem is baruch. It's only a chesed that Hashem is ready to be mekabel what I'm going to give him. Not that I'm giving him anything. Hashem does not need my kabanos. So I'm simply indicating to you that the idea of karbanos, you know, there's a long Ramban in this week's Pasha, a famous Ramban I have it in front of me, Xerox. The Ramban has a well-known machlokes with the Ramban in Moreh Nevuchim as far as the function of karbanos.
Right, the Ramban says it won't be necessary anymore, right?
No, I'm not discussing that. I'm discussing another Rambam and Ramban. That what you're referring to is also found in the Mefarshim. Talk a lot about what you just mentioned, what's going to be then. Will there be a complete and total change in terms of the reality that we have now, or perhaps there will not be a complete change, but that's a separate discussion. I'm just pointing out the Rambam says that the whole function of Kabbalah, he writes the following. The Egyptians, as we know, worship the Tlet. Adayomazeh, you know, in India, they worship the cow. Are you aware of that? Well, Rambam refers to it. Anshe hodu adayom. Lo yishchatu bako le'elam. Because the cow is holy. That's why we say the expression, holy cow. That's half joking and half not joking. So therefore the Rambam says, the whole reason for Kabbalah was in order to wean the people away from the Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim. They couldn't simply, in a sudden kind of jarring fashion, go from what they were accustomed to, which was a culture of Avodah Zarah, and suddenly become Ovdei Hashem, not possible. So there's a doctrine called in psychology sublimation. I take the same keuches that I utilize for Avodah Zarah, and now I direct these keuches to Avodas Hashem Yisbarach. That's the Rambam position, because he says, "Kol madvi v'chol chodi lo yisrabu kim behipuchan." The way to solve a problem is the person has a malady or certain pathology. So now you go ahead and try and move in a different direction. That's how the Rambam understands this whole, shall we say, issue of karbanos. Ramban absolutely rejects this Rambam categorically. And the Ramban says, what are you talking about? He says, is Loshin, v'inehem divrei havai. Divrei havai means absolute foolishness. He says about the Rambam. Yasu shulchan Hashem begol, ke'ilu, that the whole point of Kabbalah is only to wean the people away from rishoyim etipshei olam, from foolish people. That's the reason why Hashem commanded us to do Kabbalah. That's the reason why the Rambam devotes, I don't know what percentage of Mishnah Torah to Kabbalah. I would say a fairly hefty percentage. That's the reason why the Torah spends several parshiyos of Vayikra talking about Kabbalah, if it's only to negate a concept which is incorrect. And therefore the Ramban suggests a different answer. This is not really my discussion today. I'm just, by way of Hakdama, I'm doing this in order to...
Wait, who says which opinion? Who says which opinion?
The Rambam says the idea of Kabbalah is to wean the people away from the Avodah Zarah of Egypt. They couldn't simply overnight be transformed and be metamorphosed into Ovdei Hashem. Lahavdil. People, when they're young and are exposed to all kinds of things in the Western world, all kinds of ideas that are pretty much inimical to Judaism, to B'nai Torah, to Orthodoxy. So how do you somehow take them from there to the next Darga, to the next Madrega? The answer is, you take some of the keuches that they used in the, shall we say, the former life, and try to channel it towards Avodas Hashem. They got excited about X and Y, whatever they got excited about. Let them get excited about Torah, let them get excited, let them start dancing and singing. And in general, whenever they come up with a group shot and tastes and a group shot in the Rambam, they'll start dancing and singing as well. Somehow try to take the keuches over there. It's called sublimation in psychology. It's not a simple matter, not an easy thing to do. Because people already are in a certain kind of rut, and it's hard to get them out of it. Anyway, the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam and says the following, totally incorrect. So what is the correct perception of Kabbalah? And he writes the following. He says something which is so absolutely phenomenal. He said the following. Ba'avur she'maisei le'adam nigmarim b'machshava u'v'dibur v'maisei. When a person decides to do something, first he thinks about it, then he articulates it, then he concretizes it in action. So too. Tziva Hashem, Hashem commanded us, when a person sins, and then he has to bring a carbon. So what does he do? Now he has to do smicha the carbon. The Torah says, that's connected the maaseh. Number two, he has to verbally say vidu. He has to basically confess what I did this chet, I did the other chet. That's connected adibur. Number three, the yisrof ba'ei shakera v'akoyos. I take the innards of the animal and I burn it. Why? Because that's corresponding to the klei machshava v'ataiva. That corresponds to the taivas that people have. I have to burn it, so to speak. And then I'm zorik the dam al mizbeach connected dama benafsho. Kidei sheyachshav adam. When a person does all these things, he should think ki chotel lelakav begufa benafsho. When I sin, when I did something which is inappropriate, so basically that limb, each limb in our body was created for a specific shlichus. The shlichus, of course, is to carry out the Dvar Hashem. The legs to run to do a mitzvah. The hands to do mitzvahs. The mouth to speak the Rei Torah. The head to think machshavos of Tara and Kedusha and Torah, etc., etc. That's the function of all of our limbs. And therefore, when a person commits a chet with a specific limb, he speaks lashon hara with his mouth. Person runs to Rahman al-Assad do an Avera. Person eats something that's not kosher with his mouth and lips and stomach, etc., etc. So really, what should happen, says the Ramban, that limb loses its chuskiyum, loses its right to exist. Hashem should basically eliminate the legs, the arms, the mouth, the head, lock, stock, and barrel. Because the limb was created for a kedusha purpose, and it's being used for a secular purpose. A non-sacred purpose, says the Ramban. So what do we do? Yizok hadam alam esbeach kineged dama benafsho. The person should realize, ki chotel elokav begufo benafsho. Royelo shei shofek damo, v'yisarev gufo. That limb should be burnt, that limb should be, the blood should be spilled. Lule chesed abeire. If not for the chesed of Hashem Yisbarach, shelok echimena tumura. Hashem has taken us and on a journey, and he decided, v'yaleo le'elo tachas v'noi. Substitution, the doctor of substitution, that's what Al-Saleshik used to call it. That instead of my mouth being burnt, or my innards being burnt, or my legs being removed, Hashem gives us dom tachas dam, nefesh tachas nefesh, rashi evoy akomak and rashi evoy shala adam. And this is essentially an idea which is a very fundamental idea that Torah has given us through the chesed of Hashem Yisbarach, the ability to expiate and to atone and to have kapara for that which we did. And that's how the Ramban sees the idea of kabbalas as being of a positive nature, not simply to negate a misconceived or misunderstood kind of notion which the Rambam contends. Says the Ramban, that's not so. So all this is by way of a shikul hakdama, philosophic, if you will, hakdama. There's what to talk about this Ramban a lot, but that's not what I had planned on speaking about today. And I just want to introduce a little bit, with your permission, in the psukim of Ayikra, which are not easy psukim, and people who learn kachim have a much easier time with these psukim, namely brisk. They're very into kachim, so they actually know these psukim well. I'm not into kachim, maybe a little bit, but not to the extent that I could be or should be. So now, in the beginning of Ayikra, the Torah, I just want to present to you the Seder of what the Torah does. Just look at the psukim, just to see what is happening here. Initially, the Torah really has two different types of karbanos. I call one category, Ola Minchon Shlomin, which are karbanos nedava. Take a look at the psukim, right at the beginning, Pasuk Beis, Hashem says, Adu Kiyakim Mikem Karban Hashem, tells you, Pasuk Gimel, Ola, and what do you have to do with the Karban Ola? Smicha, Pasuk Dalet, and Shrita. You know, there are four avodos for every Karban. One is Shrita. Number two, Kabbalah Sadam, you have to receive the Dam. Number three is Holach HaSadam, you bring the Dam to the Mizbech. And number four is Zvika Sadam, Al Mizbech, that's when the Kapara is sets in. So the Torah describes this at the very beginning, the different avodos, and that's in the first series of Psukim. And now in Pasuk Yud, here also you see, if you bring a Karban, an Aksavim, or an Aizim, the Ola, so we're talking about a Karban Ola. And then the Torah continues on the Pratim of that. And now in Pasuk Yud Dalid, if you're going to bring as a carbon an oaf, a bird, and it tells you Torim, B'na'ayona, and there's a concept called Malika. Malika means not Shrita. Shrita is from the Tusi Mana. Malika is from behind the nape of the neck. That's by Ophos. And the Torah describes more or less in Perek Aleph what you're supposed to do. So some of the focus is on Ola. Now take a look at Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph. V'nefesh kisaki korban mincha l'Hashem. Now we're talking about the korban mincha. So we see a korbano. V'yatzak alei Hashem v'nasan alei levona. And here we have the korban mincha is now being described. So far we have Ola and Mincha, look at Pasuk Dal, also Mincha, Pasuk Ye, Mincha, Pasuk Zayin, also Mincha, Ches, and continues, Yites, Yud, Yud Aleph, etc. And now Paragimel. Paragimel deals with what? V'im Zevach, Shlomim Karbanos. So the first group of Karbanos is Ola, Mincha, or Shlomim. They consider to be Karbanos Nedova. They're brought a Nedova to the Beis Avigdosh, Ola comes to Chapeh of Huri Alei, and you take a look at Paragimel, more or less it continues. We're talking about different types of shlomim. That's one group. Now, the next group are a second group of korbanos called chatos and osham. Chatos and osham start right after this. If you'll take a look, you see the psukim that describe, starting with Perek Dalet. You have Perek Dalet? The pasuk beis. Dabel b'nei Yisrael le'emor nefesh ki secha to b'shkogam mikol mitzvah Hashem. In general, korban chatos is brought on the korban, which a person b'shogeg is chayv b'chatos, b'meizi is chayv koris. I'm not going to go into the different averos that are involved in here, but now we're talking about the korban chatos. You see in Perek Dalet, and I'm just reading the psukim, so you should be familiar. And then we have different types of chatos. Then pasuk Yud Gimel, and then again pasuk Chavez, Asher Nosi Yechto, and then pasuk Chavzayin, Nefesh Achas Techto B'shogeg Me'ama Oretz, and then again at the end of the Perek Dalet, then the beginning of Perek Hei, B'nefesh Kisechto. The Shema called Ola. Now we have at the end of Pasha Vayikra. Let me just stop that for a second. I suspect they probably want this room. They want this room, probably.
They do. There's only like 60
episodes. Okay. They'll find another room. I think so.
Why do you want this room?
Okay, you can put it back on. Oh, you can put it off. You see what I'm doing? So I'm just showing you, it's very simple, the psukim. But at the end of Parshas Vayikra, I'm talking about the Parsha itself, we now have another korban that comes into place, called korbanos of chatas and osher. These come as a result of specific chet. I don't know if you say, I hope you say korbanos in the morning, you probably do. Elohim Hashamos, Hashem Zelos, Hashem Ilos, Hashem Shil Charufa, Hashem Nozir, Hashem Tolik, these are mentioned. That's what the Torah here is now about to describe. Hashem. So here the division, it's very clear division. Initially we're talking about, again, Ola, Mincha, and Shlomim. That's the first few program of Vayikra. And then the last program in Parshas Vayikra, Chatzos or Asham, these are Korbanos Chola. So the Rishonim here describe at great length this distinction between Chatzos and Asham on the one hand. The Ramban is Perash al Torah. Ramban comments on Psukim at the end of Vayikra. Look at the end of Vayikra. Perakei Pasuk Chav. I'll read the Psukim if you don't mind. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor. Nefesh Kisechato Umala Mal Vashem. You know what Me'ilah is. You learn Baba Kama. So you know what Me'ilah is. Dafid Aleph. What's Me'ilah refers to?
Hanah.
Hanah from Hegdash. It's called Me'ilah. Mem Ayin Yud Lamed Hei. To be Mal Vahegdash. So it says here a series of different Chatoim that you commit. Umala Mal Vashem. A person is Mal Vahegdash. Then v'chicheish ba'amisa v'bikadim pasuk chavalef. A guy gives you a bikadim to watch, and then you, when he says, "Can I have my bikadim back?" He says,
"No.
Who are you? I never met you before. What bikadim? Who bikadim? Why bikadim?" That's called v'chicheish ba'amisa. You deny a bikadim, and then we have a few other cases. Over tzumasiyah, over gozel, oshak asamisa, pasuk chavbeis, or matzah avir v'chicheish ba'amnish ba'al shaker. Then you swear falsely. And you have to return the gezel and furthermore all the other elements that you were not honest about. And pasuk avdal, omikol sheyishav alav lasheker, v'shilam alzer v'roshu, v'chamishisot gelsim alav. You have to add a fifth, and then you have to bring a korban asher. That's pasuk avdal. We've just overviewed the entire parsha. Have you noticed? We began by just pointing out the korban Ola Mincha Shlomim, which are Korbanos Nedova, that are voluntary nature. And then we spoke about the Korbanos Chova that are brought for a specific chet. So the Ramban writes over here in the last series of psukim, starting with Perakei Pasuk Chav. Nefesh Kisefto Umalo Mal Bashem. So you have to bring a Korban Oshim, and the Torah tells you in Pasuk Chavei. Hashem will yavi l'Hashem ayel tamim and atzon v'yerkecha la'ashem v'lakoy. You have to bring this korban. So now the Rabban is bothered by what is the specific unique quality of the korban asher. His lashon is, I wrote it down myself, v'lom nisbarer. Ma tam yiyashon ha'korban o'echad chatas v'o'echad asher. What's the distinction between a chatas and asher? V'kulam yavoh al-chet. Each one comes for a chet. I told you, the chatas comes for a chet, which is v'shogayam chayim korban chatas. V'mezalem chayim koris. And Asher comes to the Chatoim that I mentioned over here. We say in the Kabbalahs every day. I assume you say Kabbalahs every day. Asalechi held that saying Kabbalahs is a din daraisa. Wow.
Not just a Talmud.
What?
Not just a Talmud.
The Talmud you're mechuyev to say. That's the Magen Avraham. And even a woman is mechuyev to say the Kabbalah Talmud every day. But the other Kabbalahs they mentioned in the Siddur and also Shulchan Aruch speaks about them. And he held that saying the Kabbalahs is a din daraisa. On that there's a makom to be done. But the fact is that there we have two different types of kabbalas in the second category. One is a chatas, one is an asher. Both come for chet, correct? So the fact of the matter is that there are chatos, karbonos of chatas that are nekeva, some are zachar, and again it would seem that in, for example, a metzora brings two karbonos. One is a chatas, one is an asher. What's the distinction between chatas and asher? They both come because of chet. Both of them have a common denominator, namely chet. Asher is certain kinds of chatoim, chatas other kinds of chatoim. The question is, what's the distinction between them? So the Ramban writes the following. I'm meaning a lashon Ramban here in Vayikra. Vanir beinai ki asher more al davar gadol. Asher is, by the way, what does the term asher mean in Hebrew? Guilty. That's the term asher, asher. Chatas means what? Chet. Having to do with the word. What's the word chet mean in Hebrew? The word chet means in Hebrew? Yes, that's a little translation, but the word chet is based on the pasuk Tanakh, lahaftir ta matara. You missed the mark. You went off the trodden path. That's what chet is. Stiya, deviation from the proper path. But the Ramban is bothered by the distinction between asher and chatos because both of them come because of chet. Albeit different chatoim, but they come because of chet. So the Ramban says the shem asher is dover gadol asher ho. So someone who commits a chet, which a chet becomes an asher. He really should be totally desolate and should be perish, should really be in a state of complete peril. He brings many tzukum Tanakh, the lashon of Aleph Shin Mem. The chatos just means not of an aderech. What's the puzzle in your shirt? You simply deviated from the path. So which one is more chamor according to the Ramban? Asha. Much more chamor than chatos. Chatos means, like the puzzle says, lo yakti. You deviated from the, you deflected from the main road, and asher is a chet golem. What exactly does the Ramban mean? I know the Ramban says that a chatas comes where I made a mistake, a deviation. However, a chet, as you know, is also b'shogeh. You bring a kum chatas only b'mezin abichayim kares. I did that chet b'shogeh. I'm not getting to the chatonim right now, so that's called a shogeh. It's, how do you translate shogeh?
An accident.
Mashenkein, Karban Asham becomes for Ashma, some guilt, some deep-seated kind of guilt, and you create an matzav of Shmama, of desolation, you're massacring your future, much more chomer than a Karban Chatas. The Ramban goes on to explain, he goes to the different categories of Asham. If you say in the morning, you are aware of it. Asham Zelos, Asham Shiv Charufa, they come where a present assembly makes it, Asham Nazir, Asham Me'ilos, Mitzera, Asher Mitzera, because Mitzera is Chasher Temes, you probably know the Gemara. V'cheinu Davar Shomein, where a person is in a state of desolation, and a person really needs a lot of protection from Hashem is Barach. Mashen Ken Chatos is a kind of Shogeg, you know, there's also something called Asher Tolui. Asher Tolui means you have a suffix, whether I violated an Aveira or not, that's called Asher Tolui, because I think that I didn't do any chet, I'm not sure, I have a suffix. And therefore, Chazal and Machmir on that as well. Interesting, there's a Rabbi Yonah I saw in Brachas, why Chazal were more Machmir in the Suffolk than they were in the Vaday, simply because on the Vaday, a person now will take to heart what I did and recognize that I acted incorrectly. And he's worried about doing tshuva, etc. On the Suffolk, the person starts saying svaras. Maybe I didn't eat this chaticha, maybe I didn't eat the chaticha, which is also Maybe I committed the chet, maybe I didn't drink the chet. So therefore, he won't do tshuva to the same extent. That's why the Yonah writes in brachas. But the Ramban here, as I said, indicates that an asham is far more chamur than a karban chatas. Now, I really would have to show you, and maybe I'll try to do it now briefly, without completely and totally becoming a soporific, a sleeping pill. Try my best. In Vayikra, there are a number of distinctions between Korban Chatas and Korban Asham. And then I just mention a few of the elements that are relevant over here. I told you it's a very technical topic, that's for sure. I'll just mention in the Korban Ola, what items I mentioned with the Korban Ola? I mentioned some of them before. Slicha, what do you have to do?
Shchita.
Now, Shchita, we understand, applies to both of them. But smicha, v'samach es yado, avosha ola. You have to place your hands on the ola. And that's when Vidui said. And you need also ritzui, which is for the purpose of kapara. And you also need zvikas adam al mizbeach. You have to sprinkle the blood. It's very similar to Karban Shlomim. Also has a similar kind of avoda. It says v'samach es yado, avosh karbano. You have to shecht it, and you have to do zvika. But there's a fundamental distinction, even within chatos, there are two types of chatos. They're called chatos apnimios, where the dam is going to be sprinkled with nim inside, and chatos achatzelnios, where is the mizbeach achitzon, you know, the two mizbechos, one inside, one outside, and this chatos achitzelnios are taking place outside of the kainos mizbech ha'ola. The Torah says it, in Perek Dalet, you have Perek Dalet over here in Vayikra, Sukkot Hei Bo. He says, "V'lokach hakoyin ha'mashif v'dam ha'bor v'hidi yasur alo v'moi." The Tavah hakoyin says, "Bor v'adam v'hizu adam shem v'fam v'nei Hashem." As many brachas hakodesh. Next pasuk, "V'nasa hakoyin adam place the dam al karnos v'izbach torah sasam v'nei Hashem." Hashem yol moi v'izkodam ha'por yishmo v'son v'zbach ha'il Hashem pesach oyol moi. So, with reference to this, is called the chatas apnimis. But then there's the chatas chitzayna, which is perak dal pasuk chafei. Why is there a distinction between Zvikas Adam of the Eila, that in effect we do the Zvikas Adam Lamala and Karban Chatas with the Sinas Adam as I think? The Rabban also says on this. Rabban writes, Bavur, Heyosa Machshova Benefesh, Via Shogeges, Hiskika Nefesh, Vitama Kabonos, and Nefesh Shogeges. If a person does a chet, it is a blemish on his nefesh. Behein mumba, it's like a blemish, a mum. A person cannot be zotah to confront Hashem or to encounter Hashem. We call chet. The person has to be completely tahor from all chatoim in order to be able to meet Hashem. If not for that, all the tipshim of the world will be able to come to Hashem Yisbarach, but they can't, because you have to be tor in order to meet Hashem Yisbarach. So a person made an Arab shogeg, let him bring a karban. They'll bring him closer once again back to Hashem Yisbarach, who gave him the neshama. Basically, chet does two things, as you know. Chet, number one, drives a wedge between ourselves and Hashem, and number two, chet is metameh. Chet is malachlech. Chet is mizahe. Chet pollutes. Chet sullies my neshama. Scars my nefesh. These are two things that we have to resolve when we do a chet. Number one, we have to once again bridge the gap that is now was created between ourselves and Hashem Yisbarach. And number two, we have to get rid of that blemish. We have to get rid of that mum. And that's what I'm done here discussing the chiluk between chatas chitzayna and chatas pnimis. I'm not going to go into all these details. However, now when I talk about the Karban Asham, here we have a completely different situation. And the Pasuk here says in Perek Zayin, Sukkim Aleph and Beis, you have it. Zolz Taras HaHasham Kodesh Kodashim Hu. Bimkom HaShe Yishchatu Es HaOla Yishchatu Es HaHasham. They've done with Yitzhak HaMashbech Sovim. Based on the Ramban Yisod, that this is much more chomer than Karban Chatas. And if there's a chet that requires chitoi, which is what a chatas is all about, this is considerably more than a Karban Chatas. And just to explain the number of Hashamos that you probably are not so familiar with, one is Hasham Gzelos, the person swears, the Chepetz, that it's not mine. It turns out that it's in your possession, it's in your property. You have to return the chavis, bring an asham. Asham ilos, we mentioned. We have oil of Hegdish. You have an oil from Hegdish. The third is asham shivcha rufa. A person lives with a shivcha. She's a maidservant, but she's moressed, she's engaged. I can't go into all the details. Asham nazir, a nazir becomes tamei, and after he wants to become Torah, has to bring a chatas and an asham. Asham tolik is a suffix. Well, I committed the chevenat. So the Ramban, as I said, is mechala between the karbonos of chatos and the karbonos of asher. But it's very fascinating that you have actually, even with reference to karbon chatos, the Torah uses sometimes the language of asher. Here, for example, in Vayikra, Perigdal Chosu Gimel, Makoyim Moshiach Yechto LaAsher Masal. He makes a mistake, Makoyim Moshiach. Vayikra Dalad Yud Gimel. In called as he saw Yishku, never know me now called, was I haven't called this Hashem, I should not see a center, the Oshemu. If I could dial with Chabez, I should not see Yechta, was I haven't called this Hashem, look up, I should not see a center, which God will be Oshem. In Perik Dal Pasuk of Zion, get be Oshem. By coming all of the Yore, the Torah speaks about a similar kind of Oshem. Okay, I'm just showing you a number of places. However, it would seem, as I said, that the Ramban is of the opinion that these are two totally different sets types of karbanos. One is the karban chatas. Person deviated from the path, an error was made. But asham is far more chamur. And here, the Ramban also elsewhere continues to point out again something which is very fundamental regarding the distinction between karban chatas and karban asham. I actually looked into each one of these items very carefully, but I don't think I'm going to elaborate on this. I'll just sum up what I said so far till now by pointing out that there's a fundamental distinction between Karban Chatas and Karban Asher. Chatas comes from the Chet, as I told you, the B'nezid, Yechayim Kores, the Shogi, Yechayim Chatas. More, in some respects, that I said, that different than the Karban Asher, which is in some respects more difficult to define. However, the Ramban is of the assumption that chatas simply means a deviation, you went off the path. B'shogeg, Hashenkin Ofsham, you are now severed from the Hashem Yisbarach, and your life is going to be in Sakona, loss of love, unless you go ahead and make amends between the two. So this is really, what I do is here, I just overview the parasha for you, and just share with you the Ramban, who's mechala between these two, the carbon asham and the carbon chatas. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Is there like, in terms of the person giving it, does he have to like, is it more expensive or is there like...
Oh, the achilukin. I would have to go into great detail.
Is it much harder to give an asham than to give a chata?
It's not harder in some respects, but it's very different. Okay, there are a lot of chilukin. I can't go into all the detail. I'll have to show you the psukin. I just want to say one last thing, and perhaps I'll just, with this, we'll close for the... I saw that Rav Shimshon Fol Hirsch, a very fascinating comment that I've always been taken with. He points out, he says in the Bereshit, Perachot Beis, Pasuk Kei, the difference between Avraham Avinu and Bilam and Balak, when they come to Yimakir the Karban to Hashem, Avraham Avinu, he tells his lads, this is found in Bereshit, Perachot Beis, Pasuk Kei. He's about to offer up Yitzhak on the Akedah. He tells the people who come to him, Shvu lachem po machamor, v'ani v'ana ne'elch ha'akov, v'nishtach be'ven oshuv alechem. What does he say? I'm going to do bow down before Hashem is Baruch. I'm going to surrender. I'm going to be nichna. I'm going to be mitkofef. I will bend my head to Hashem is Baruch. Balak comes to be makru kabanos, and he wants to essentially undo Hashem from the world. What does Balak say? Bamidbar Chav Gimel, Hisyatzi Rabbi Lasecha, says Rashi, Amod, Zakuf, Al Tishtachatim. The difference in the covenant of a tzaddik, the covenant of a rasha, is that a tzaddik is makir to talk to his Baruch Hu, the greatest covenant of the person to be makir, namely, Beno Yechido. He's ready to give to Hashem, he's brought his only child. And he's magish, a sense of complete, his battle is klapi agar with Baruch Hu. He's totally nichna, totally self-effacing, totally humble. A Russia brings several animals and he thinks that, in effect, what's going to happen? Hashem will now be machniah himself to him. Hashem will now surrender to him. And that's exactly, as you know, what Haman HaRasha had in mind. He wanted Hashem to help him fulfill his bakasha. Lahashmit Ba'agul Abi, he was called Yehudi, and now be Azoki. The government basically destroyed us and completely do away with Ba'al Yisrael. So I'm just indicating that in the approach that the non-Jewish world has and the approach that we have, there's quite a distinction between that which they have in mind when they bring Karbanos and which we have in mind when we bring Karbanos. But at the end of the day, the whole idea of a Karban is essentially to come closer to Hashem Yisbarach. That's what we're trying to do. The word Karban comes from the word Karei. I assume you're aware of it. I mentioned before, Machlok is the Rambam Ramban. The whole purpose of Karbanos is in order to achieve Reach Yichalach and to tell Hashem Yisbarach that we are ready to mess the nefesh for you, and we're not going to use any limb incorrectly, inappropriately. We won't let our mouth speak Lashon Hara, we won't let our legs want to do Averos, we won't let our arms eat non-kosher food. Namely, we're going to try to be Mekadesh and sanctify each limb that we have in order to make a Kiddush Hashem, and that's the whole idea of Karbanos, namely, to come closer and closer to Hashem. So I said earlier is correct, namely, that a Karban is not really an end in itself, it's a means to an end. We have many, many things like that that are means to an end. Beis HaMikdash is a means to an end, it's not an end in itself. Karbanos are a means to an end. The ultimate end, of course, is to be Oved Hashem, to do the Avodah of Hashem Yisbarach in a proper kind of way. That's the ultimate end. And there are many, many intermediaries or many, many methodologies how we go about achieving that. One of them is Karbanos, one of them is Beis HaMikdash, and the like. And really, there are fundamental distinctions between Chatzos and Oshim, that's what you said here based on the Ramban, but the whole ultimate purpose of this discussion was simply to underscore one factor, namely, our intention in life is not Karbanos per se, but rather all these methodologies are being used to come close to Hashem Yisbarach and the Mitzvah Hashem to be Dovi, the Atim HaZeikim, Hashem HaLokeichem, Chayim HaKulchem, Hashem.